Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Hello and welcome to the Mix07 Buzzcast, a series of podcasts with the speakers and staff that are bringing you this year's edition of the 72-hour conversation known as Mix, Microsoft's annual gathering of web designers, developers, and business decision makers who make their living on the forefront of the consumer web. All right, today on the Buzzcast, I'm joined by Mark Cantor, who's CEO of Broadband Mechanics. How you doing, Mark?
Incredible.
Awesome. So I understand social networking at Mix. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just made $20,000 down at the tables at the casino. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so we're going to have a panel on social networking, and we're going to have a bunch of the major players there. And if I was one of those folks, the first thing I'd want to know is, well, what the hell is Microsoft going to do vis-a-vis social networking? You know, they have this layer in Vista called users and groups. And so basically Vista can empower social networking. So I'm very interested in talking to these panelists and see if any of them are intending on connecting into the beast we know as Microsoft, especially the Windows Live Spaces platform and some of the other live stuff that Microsoft has got going. If I was a social networking guy, I would totally want to know how I can, you know, connect myself into the Microsoft Live platform.
So what
we're seeing is that the social networking is morphing in every direction. It's going towards the gaming world and the gamers, and so the Xbox platform becomes exciting. And then we're seeing, you know, IBM has made an announcement of social networking going into business. So, you know, we're wondering what Microsoft's going to do there, you know, because they're always going to chase after IBM as well. And then, of course, how they will use this powerful platform that they've got to attack Google and attack Yahoo, or is it maybe they're going to turn it around and participate in open standards to have social networking connect together? I'm hoping that Adair Obasanjo will be out in the audience, and I can ask him directly, Adair, are you guys going to provide us APIs into your platform so we can mesh together different social networks? So it should be a really exciting panel.
Oh, that sounds good. And, you know, by social networking, you know, you're obviously speaking of things like MySpace and YouTube and all these other things. You know, it just seems like there's a new social networking kind of thing, like, you know, Twitter and Haiku and everything popping up every day. You know, what kind of...
Yeah.
These guys are probably all, you know, facing similar kinds of problems.
Yeah, well, first of all, I like to use the term social media to refer to those things that aren't strictly a Friendster or MySpace model. Now, realize that there's about a new social network announced every day. So we're talking 500-700 platforms, each of them with $1 million or more investment in them. So there's a lot of momentum and expectations set up around these so-called social networking platforms. Then when you start to layer in all these other new kinds of social media, again, the commonality, referring over to our earlier conversation, is about the identity platform and the user's ID.
Okay.
And so that's why the leadership that Microsoft and Kim Cameron have expressed and put forward is so important. So I'm hoping that all these social networking guys will mesh into OpenID, will mesh into the card space platform, and that because the common layer here is the end user, is the user who wants to control their own data and control their own destiny. And those of us, those vendors who allow them to move their data around and allow the users to control their own destiny, those are the ones who are going to succeed. And the ones who attempt to do lock-in and do the traditional data silo approach, that's the old school.
All right. Well, it certainly sounds like the opportunity for a lively conversation.
I guarantee it. And it's a first-rate opportunity to get married with impunity. That's Lil Gilbert and Sullivan.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Mark, I'll see you in Las Vegas. I'm not going to miss it.
All right, sir. And you can catch me by the tables or the pool.
All righty. Bye.
Ciao.
And that's it for this edition of the Buzzcast leading up to Mix07, April 30th through May 2nd at the beautiful Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas. Surf on over to visitmix.com to register. You don't want to miss it. This is Michael Lehman saying, I'll see you in Las Vegas.